13 Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, a production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
Are you sleeping, Max? Come on now. It's time to wake up. Drink this.
What is it?
Only water.
Ah, my eyes.
Full of smoke. Give it time. The burning will stop.
Where's Arrow?
Oh, hey, buddy. What happened?
You passed out. From the heat. Take it slow.
I'm all right. Where are we?
Out of danger.
Here you go, buddy. Good boy. I can see the water tower. Which means... that's Main Street. Which means we're nearly home. How did I get here? I thought we were miles away.
I carried you.
And Arrow, too?
And Arrow, too?
You want to go ahead and carry us the rest of the way?
I could.
No, that was... I don't mean to be rude. I mean, to say... thank you for not leaving us behind.
Why would I leave you behind?
I don't know what you would or wouldn't do. All I'm trying to say is, I appreciate what you did back there.
Think nothing of it.
But Arrow and I can take it from here.
I see.
So, I guess you can find your own way home?
I am not sure. I have never been here before.
Really? How's that? Seems like you know your way around.
Yes. It is strange. I know the fields, the rails, the river, the night wind, the outer places, the ways of coming and going. But I suppose people like me do not make a lot of trips into town. Maybe you could show me around.
Right.
What is this building?
That's the creamery, where Dad worked before the accident. But it's closed now.
For Halloween?
No, for good. That's the bank. It's closed too. And here's Main Street. It's so quiet.
Yes, it is.
Where is everybody?
Maybe they did as they were told and stayed off the streets.
I don't know if I believe that. So, earlier, in the fields by the orchard, when me and Arrow found you, what were you doing out there?
That is where you were.
Right. But what about you?
I suppose I was waiting.
In a scarecrow costume? For someone to What, get lost? They need your help?
Not for someone, Max. For you.
And again, on the roadside, on the train tracks, in that carnival, in that shantytown, and under that bridge?
Yes, waiting.
Why are you following me?
Maybe that is something you can answer for me, Max. Why do you always need someone to save your life everywhere you go?
How should I know? All I can figure out is you keep hurting people everywhere you go.
The boys in the field who wanted to kill you over a few dollars. The ones at the fair pouring sand down your throat. Did they not all want to hurt you?
I mean, I guess. Yes. So what? You're like the shadow, fighting crime in the moonlight, except just for me personally?
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
This is so weird.
You needed me. And so I came to help.
I don't need you.
Maybe not, but here I am anyway.
The candy store's open.
In the mood for something sweet?
No. Well, maybe. But it's not the time. It's just everything else looks closed.
Oh. Seems like someone is home. Is that the church?
The Bradbury Community Center. Yeah. But I don't want to go anywhere near that place.
No religion.
They have a party tonight. The Halloween safety party.
And you do not like parties.
It's to keep kids off the streets. So, one, it's for babies. And two, I'm not trying to go anywhere but home. We'll take the alley behind the pharmacy.
I thought you did not want me to follow you.
You said you would anyway. And I don't know how I would stop you.
You know this town well.
I've lived here all my life.
All the shortcuts?
Right. Like at the end of this alley. We'll come out behind the fountain in the park.
That old building?
That's the courthouse. This is Town Square.
And next to it? There's a light on.
That's the police station. Better stay away. Seems like the cops are really hopped up tonight. Quick, hide!
Officer Sykes! Officer Sykes! Officer, you gotta help. It's my wife.
Whoa, hold on, Fred. I got my hands full already.
But there's something wrong. She won't get off the phone.
The phone? You're gonna have to figure that one out yourself.
No. I mean, like she's got something wrong in the head. She was calling her sister, and then she gets on with the operator, and she just keeps talking in circles all night, and it doesn't make any sense.
What do you want me to do? Knock her unconscious to save you a phone bill?
No, there's something wrong.
Fred, look. I got buildings on fire. I got hellraisers beating old ladies half to death for God knows why. You go home and work things out with your wife. And lock your doors. I'm not kidding. Every boy out past curfew, we're arresting on sight. These little sons of bitches got the devil in them.
Maybe we should go a different way.
I think it is best to stay hidden.
We can take second. There's less storefronts. This way. Damn, not that way either. Okay, new plan. There's a payphone around the corner outside the library. I'll call home. Maybe Mom can get one of the neighbors to give her a ride and come pick us up. Four, five... Better make this quick.
Great Lakes Mutual Telephone. This is your operator.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. Please insert the toll of 5 cents, and I can complete your call when ready.
I already put in the money.
I think you haven't paid enough.
Hello? I said I already put the money in.
I'm sorry, sir. My toll indicator is dark. Please insert 5 cents, and then I'll take your number.
I already gave you all the coins I have. They're in the machine.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to connect to you until a toll is paid.
But I did! I'm trying!
You sound like someone I know.
Hello? I'm trying to call my parents. Hello?
Yes, I understand. Would you like me to reverse the charges?
Oh, yeah, can you do that?
No trouble at all. I'll take that number when you're ready.
It's Clover Hill 23394.
Who can I say is calling?
I'm their son, Max. What?
Caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your mother is on the line with us.
Really? Mom? It's Max. Are you there?
That can't be you, can it, Max? You're already here.
Mom? I can't tell what you're saying.
You're not my son. My son is here with me. You're something else.
Mom, if you can hear me, I'm at the payphone off 2nd Street. By the library. Can you come get me? Things are bad out here. Operator? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
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 I don't think that was the right number.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Don't hang up.
Okay, but...
You still need to speak with someone, don't you?
Yes, but I couldn't tell what she...
I can put you in touch with someone, Max. In fact, there's someone here who would love to talk to you right now.
I think I need to go.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
There's someone else on the line, Max. And do you know what? He's wanted to talk to you for a long time. He has a message for you, and he's almost ready to share it. Max, he's listening now. Wouldn't you like to say hello? No need to be shy.
Hello? But I needed to talk to...
I want you to listen very close. He's almost ready to talk to you now. He has some very important things to tell you. And there's something he needs you to do. But it can take a careful listener to understand him. In fact, you've heard his voice before. But you probably didn't realize anyone was speaking. Maybe when the water was running down the gutter spout after the rain had finished. Or in the hiss when you struck a match, you heard him say your name. Many of his friends get to know him between stations on the radio. Have you ever heard him call out when you were playing with the radio dial? Wherever it was, you thought it was just your imagination. But it wasn't.
Was it?
Now you know. That was him. And that's our little secret now. He doesn't blame you for not listening before. Like I said, his voice can be very hard to understand if you haven't already made friends. That's why at Great Lakes Mutual Telephone, our commitment is to help you hear every voice as clear as a bell. Now, Max, be very still and listen.
Max.
He's somewhere down below. But, oh, here he comes now.
Max.
Do you feel that? He's coming up. He's here, Max. He's ready to talk to you. Say hello.
Max, give me that.
Yeah. What was that? It was like it caught in my head. I couldn't hang up.
What did they say?
I can barely remember. It was bad. They wanted me to do something bad.
Do not answer it. There's something wrong with the phones tonight. With all of them. Do not try to use one again.
I won't. Jesus Christ. But what was it?
Lots of dangerous things have been let loose tonight. I am not the only one.
All right. I guess we'll just have to walk. So, I don't know how to put this, but you're not just a guy, are you? You're something else.
I think so.
So where did you come from before you were in the field?
I do not know.
What? How can you not know?
I do not know.
You mean you don't remember anything from before?
Some things. I remember being underneath something. Something heavy pressing down. Like being buried under a mountain. Or at the bottom of the ocean. And then...
And then what?
Police! Stop right there!
Stay here. I will take care of them.
No! No, we've gotta run!
I said don't move!
Come on! This way!
Stop! So help me God, I'll shoot you!
We can hide in the creamery. I know a way in. Alright. We should be safe in here. It's been deserted since last year.
This is where your father worked.
Yeah, over here. This is how they make powdered milk. He showed me one time. The milk goes through the evaporator, and then it goes into these tanks. They do something else. Then it gets turned into dust in the drying tower. Here. I remember Dad used to say it was dangerous. Even before the accident. He'd say, hot powdered milk might as well be coal dust. One spark in there and it's kablooey. Thank you and good night. He was always saying the tower was messed up. That it was gonna up and explode one day. But he kept coming to work every morning anyway. I guess I always thought he was joking.
Until it happened.
Dad was on the other side of the floor, so he could have gotten hurt a lot worse. His friend Jack got burned up in the fire. And her neighbor, Mr. Glazer, got hit in the head by a piece of metal. And now his wife has to remind him who he is 10 times a day. I guess he's kind of like you. Can't even remember where he came from.
I do remember. I remember there were lots of us.
Who?
Others, like me. Others of me. We were all huddled together in the dark, like newborn mice in a litter. It was warm and loud, touching all over, skin to skin. Then, something terrible happened. We were all torn apart, farther and farther away. And the world got very cold and lonely and boring. So boring, all I could do was sleep. And for a long time, nothing happened. Until I met you. And then I was here. I remember, in the field, my first thought was realizing I had hands and that you needed help. You had enemies, which meant I had enemies, which meant everything finally made sense. Max, I think you are the reason I exist.
I don't know what to say, except that sounds crazy.
I would not lie to you.
I don't think you would. But you kill people. You run them off the road and break their necks, throw them off trains, light them on fire, and you do it all for me?
Yes, for you.
If I hadn't told you to run, you would have killed those cops by the library.
I was planning on it.
Well, I don't want that. Do you understand? I don't care if you think you're trying to help me. I don't want you following me around, murdering people everywhere I go.
I understand.
So will you stop?
I do not know.
What do you mean?
I do not know if I will stop.
You don't know? Then leave me the hell alone. Can you just do that?
If you want.
Well, I do.
Are you sure?
Yes. Get out of here. And stop following me.
I understand. If I do not see you again, goodbye, Max.
Goodbye, Bezalel. Bezalel? Don't worry, Arrow. We'll be all right without him. Maybe we should just try to hide out in here. Sleep till morning. What do you think? Okay. This spot looks soft enough. Come on, buddy. Maybe tomorrow everything will just be back to normal.
Are you sleeping, Max? Come on now. It's time to wake up.
I said wake up!
What? Is it morning?
Does it look like morning, you little pissant? Do you hear birds chirping? Get up! You're trespassing!
I was just trying to rest here until everything quieted down.
Uh-huh. Come on. Hands behind your back.
Handcuffs? I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your house? You're trespassing, and you're out past curfew. And if you're like every other little teenage demon I've picked up tonight, you've probably done things that would kill your mama if she found out. You're going to the lockup until morning with the rest of the riffraff. Then we can sort out who did what. Hey, Winston! Another one for the wagon.
All right, let's load him in. Move back! Come on, you jackasses! Make room in there!
Wait! What about my dog?
Should have thought of that before you went out tonight, huh?
Yeah, if he's a good dog, he'll find his way home. But he don't look like a good dog to me.
Get out of here, you flea bag. All right, kid. Into the wagon.
Arrow! Arrow! I'll find you, buddy!
It's you. You're the kid from the fair.
Archie?
Yeah, that's right.
What happened to you?
What does it look like, you fucking dunce? I'm in cuffs and they're taking me to jail with the rest of these piss-soaked hobos.
Shut up, rich boy.
You shut up. I'll fucking kill all of you, you goddamn cockroaches. All of you. Try me out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you dumb little Buckeye.
Me?
You're the reason I'm stuck in this rat trap. If you would have just gotten that fucking bracelet like we said, I never would have gone back to the fair, I never would have gotten mixed up in the fire, I never would have tangled with the cops. It's all your fault!
How is this my fault?
God! Even if I'm out by tomorrow, there's a jail stink you can't shake off. People find out about this, they give me the boot from Yale. They keep me out of law school. My life is chicken shit. And it's your fucking fault!
That doesn't make any sense.
When they take these cuffs off me, I swear to God, I'm gonna gouge your little veal calf eyes out. You hear me? You bread-lying ninny gut, you're dead. Got it? Dead.
Ow. Hey, go to hell.
I can't wait to see this. Kid looks like a scrapper.
Yeah, I bet he goes down squeal.
After he's dead, I call first rifle on his pocket.
Just leave me alone.
You think I won't do it? They lock us up in a cell with 30 other hard-head punks, and your body turns up cold face down in the drain? How are they gonna pin the blame on me? You get it? Dead!
Stop!
You gonna cry, Percy boy?
Cut it out!
Dead!
Help!
Hey, shut up!
Help!
God damn, kid, quit your wailing. Nothing but big talk from a stuffed shirt.
Shut your dirty mouth, you clay eater.
He won't do nothing. college boy ain't got the guts.
Get off! Help!
Hey, it's a scrap, all right.
Yeah, squeeze him out.
How do you like my foot on your chest, Buckeye? How about you tell me to go to hell now?
What's the matter, kid? Can't steal your breath?
Well, you ready to say you're sorry? Well, it's too late. You're never gonna see your mama again. Just my face until it all goes black. And how do you like it? What's that? Saying uncle won't do any good.
Whoa!
Holy
Jesus.
God!
What? Where the fuck did you come from?
Let me show you.
My eyes! My eyes!
Max, are you all right?
Can you just get us out of here?
I can.
I know a place we can cut these braces off.
Come on.
Hey, Winston, the rats are on the run.
Stop! Oh, stop!
Max, give me your hands. Let me take this metal off your wrists.
Oh, that feels better. Thanks.
Now wait here while I finish one thing.
No, stop!
What is it?
You mean... you're going to kill him?
I am.
But he can't hurt us now. Look, you chapped his eyes out. What is he gonna do?
I only meant to finish what I started.
Well, you don't have to do that, okay? I'm giving you permission. From now on, I'm giving you permission to not finish what you started.
But...
listen to me. You said you think I'm the reason you exist.
Yes.
And you said you wouldn't lie to me, right?
Yes.
Then we're making a pact. Right now. This is like a contract. I'll let you help me get home tonight. But you have to promise you won't just up and kill people anymore. Or stab their eyes out. Or knock their teeth out. Or break their bones. Or anything like that. Do you promise?
I understand.
I know you understand. But do you promise?
I promise.
All right. I guess we're partners then. Now let's go find my dog.
Teen Days of Halloween, Devil's Night, starring Carter Rockwood and Clancy Brown. Episode 7, Main Street, written by Joe McCormick and Alexander Williams. Edited by Zoe Shea, sound design by Rima Alkeali. Featuring the voices of Stig Michael Eldred, Nicholas Tikoski, Lauren Vogelbaum, Angel Masters, Jeffrey Kennedy, Vinny Balbo, and Gina Rikiki. Directed by Alexander Williams. Script supervision by Nicholas Tikoski. Casting by Sunday Bowling CSA and Meg Mormon CSA. Production coordinator Wayna Calderon. Production assistants Zoe Shea and Amber Ferris. Animal recording by Ben James. Closing theme by Rose Azerti. LoyaltyFreakMusic.com. Recorded at DG Entertainment in Los Angeles, California. Engineered by Gary Forbes and Jody Abbott. Additional recording by Soundbite Inc. in Atlanta, Georgia, engineered by Chase Nixon, studio manager Kathy Roberts, and Burnt Orange Sound in Sarasota, Florida, engineered by Matt DeSeer. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Noah Feinberg, Chris Dickey, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Trevor Young and Josh Thane. Producers Jesse Funk and Rima Ilkayali. 13 Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alexander Williams and is a production of iHeart 3D Audio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Learn more about the show at grimandmild.com/13days and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio by visiting the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.